It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 3, Episode 20 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. We're looking at number 64 today before we start talking about basketball. And number 64, got a couple of guys in here. Tony's not here today.
What?
Yeah, I don't know where he is. It's like he thinks it's like some kind of holiday season.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know what the deal is.
Who knows?
Yeah, but he had other things he had to do today, and we're going to miss him. But we'll muddle along with that. I got a special guest here.
Yeah,
Jeff Tuttle. And then we also have Bryce Merry, the Horatio Lions coach.
He tagged along.
He's here for comic relief.
There we go.
Yeah, we'll get to that later, though. First, we're going to talk about number 64. And these two guys, big Green Bay Packers fans, both of them. So they're going to know this guy, Jerry Kramer, one of the guards on that I always remember him as the Ice Bowl guys.
Yeah.
You know, he was a great lineman for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Got Randall McDaniel. He was a big lineman for the Minnesota Vikings and throwing Tony a bone. Jeff Harding's a center on the Super Bowl winning Pittsburgh Steelers team.
Has anybody heard of him, or are you just throwing it out?
No, I threw it out. I threw it out for Tony.
Okay. Yeah. Tony knows.
Yeah, Tony knows. I guarantee you Tony knows right where he is right now. Yeah. A lot of good players there. Like we said, linemen, that's why we're doing this longer, so we can get to some of those linemen stuff. But the biggest 64 is the 64 national champion Razorback basketball football team.
Football.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jimmy Johnson, Jerry Jones.
Yep.
Awesome. Oh, Jerry Jones. That's
Jerry,
right.
Yeah, Jerry Jones.
The Jerry Jones.
The Jerry Jones.
Wow.
Was a member of that team.
Awesome.
Yep. So a lot of famous people, especially in Arkansas, if you know Arkansas.
Ken Hatfield on that team?
Yeah.
Yep. He was.
Punt returner.
Lindsey.
Yep.
Quarterback was, I went blank right there. I was wanting to say Scott.
I want to say Brunman. Brunman.
I don't know.
Rusty Shackelford.
I think it was actually Matt Jones.
There you go.
Was the quarterback. Nah. I'm just kidding. But, you know, unfortunately, the last time we won a national championship in football.
That was it, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
Darn.
So, hey, we got one.
Next year.
Yeah.
Always next year.
And Alabama tries to take this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let us have it.
Yeah. Nope. But anyway, that's enough about 64. Let's get to talking about some basketball. And now we're going to talk about the Queen Leopards and Lady Leopards. The Lady Leopards went 2-1 last week. They went to Poland and took it on the chin by a good Poland team. And they play 8-on-5 over there, so it's a little bit more difficult to win it there, as Tuttle knows. You're not going to say anything, Tuttle?
Well, I mean, we didn't play them there.
Yeah.
We played them at Bismarck, but we did play at Poland in the regional last year. And,
yeah.
And you're correct.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure I was getting confirmation there. Just kidding. They got a really good basketball team. They got a girl that's an outstanding player, going to be probably a major college player.
Somewhere. Yeah, I mean – I'm not sure how many games they've played. Like the Lady Outlaws, they played 13 games. Mm-hmm. So Poland's probably somewhere around there. That girl's a sophomore, not even halfway through her sophomore year, and already reached 1,000 points.
That's so, right. Yeah. Yeah, she's good. But anyway, the Lady Leopards came back on Thursday and defeated Lafayette County 75-32, and a good Lafayette County team. They probably the best overall game they played all year long. As far as passing the ball and a lot of assists and things, and which is good. And then they went to Hooks yesterday and played the Hooks Giants.
Giants, got you. Okay.
They're actually the Hornets.
Oh, okay, the Hornets.
Yeah.
It's better than what I said
yesterday. I'm going to tell you, yeah. But they actually have like four girls that are over 6 foot tall.
Wow.
And when I say – and they are – put together.
Yeah.
And I say that like they're not skinny.
Yeah.
They're big girls.
Nice.
Yeah. And so but the Queen, start out and got down 11. Matter of fact, Coach Brett Burgess pulled all the starters at one point in time in the second quarter.
Hmm.
And But second half they came back and won by six. So big win for them there, I think. And boys went 0-3. They lost to all three of those teams. Looking at next week, the girls are going to Texas High for a tournament down there. Starts next Monday, and the boys are going to Jesseville for a tournament over there next week. So going different ways the week after Christmas.
Whether you need a hardworking truck, a family SUV, or something built for adventure, your Gary Autoplex has you covered. With Chevrolet, GMC, Dodge, Ram, Jeep, and Chrysler, all under one roof, you'll find the right fit for your lifestyle. For over 60 years, Scrapper fans have counted on York Gary to go the extra mile, and they're still doing it today. York Gary Autoplex, your home for the ride that fits your life.
All right, it's time to talk about the Scrappers and Scrapperettes. Scrappers, man, they're on a roll. They're playing really well. They went to Fountain Lake and won, and then beat Star City last week. They don't have any games till school starts back up again. And the girls, those girls take on everybody, and they don't shy away from anybody. Probably took on one of the top teams in the state in North Little Rock. They did lose that game, but came back against Bryan, another 6A team, because there are no 7A teams, and beat them by about 10. Really playing well. Those girls are getting ready. Got a good team. They're going to play another big team, El Dorado, next week.
At Hometown Poultry Supply, they're not just equipment dealers. They are poultry growers just like you. They know the struggles, they know the solutions, and they are there to help you succeed. They have all the big brands, and when trouble hits, they're there for you 24/7 service day or night. Find them at 1516 South 4th Street in Nashville, right next to McDonald's. Hometown Poultry Supply, where they treat their customers the way they would want to be treated.
All right, we're going to take this time to talk about the Horatio Lions and Lady Lions. Boys last week went 0-3, but got Coach Bryce Merrick with us here today.
What luck.
Yeah. And we're going to talk just a minute about them because, one of the things you look for, Coach, is improvement. And I think when y'all went to Akron the other night, you took six players due to injuries. And you had a lot of improvement there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. You never know with kids, and you're right. What we're looking for every game is just to be better than we were the previous game. And most nights that's been true. There's some nights we take a step back, but Friday night at Akron, it's crazy. We go up there with six kids, and it wasn't just that we were better than we were the previous game. It was the best that we've played, just in terms of effort. In terms of numbers, it was the best offensive outing we've had. Most points we've scored in a game yet. And so, yeah, just it's hard to take six players up there, but it was a good opportunity for kids to get minutes. And that's what I told those six guys in the locker room before the game. I said, don't be afraid, to make a mistake. What am I going to do? Pull you out. I got one kid sitting over here, what's crazy is I ended up with, I think, three kids that had four fouls there to start the fourth quarter. And so I had to talk to the officials and say, like, hey, if there's any play where there's three people in there, please don't call it on this one because I only got one sub.
Yeah.
And so, but they, man, them, I was proud of those kids. I said they had nothing to hang their heads about. They played an excellent ball game.
Good.
Before that, though, junior high, they got an exciting 1-point win in overtime.
That's
Friday
good.
Night. So they are, they've gotten a taste of winning, and nice. So they're coming along nicely in junior
good.
High. So
that's great. And so you're the junior high and senior high coach. So you do both of those.
Yes,
right?
sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes, sir.
That's great. That's great. So it's good to hear from you, and I appreciate you coming in and talking to us. And we're going to keep you around.
Yes, sir.
Let you make fun of Tuttle here in a minute.
Everybody else does.
Yes. Yeah. One of the things the Horatio girls, they had a couple of losses, but one of the games they played was against Dirks, who, according to us anyway, one of the best teams around, and played pretty close actually. And I know Tuttle will talk more about that, but we talked about a little bit off the air about how. These girls know each other and they play against each other all the time, and it's almost like playing against your kin folks, isn't it?
And it was a really good game to watch. I mean, mm-hmm. Bryce can attest to that. Anytime you thought the Lady Outlaws mm-hmm. might move it up to 10 points or a little more. The Lady Lions hit a big three-pointer. Yeah. They've done it all night long.
Yeah, I listened to it on the game. It was hard to listen to. The guy that calls those games.
Yeah.
I'll relay that to Coach Ernest. But,
I thought the Horatio girls played really well against the Dirks Lady Outlaws. So, big deal. Looking at Horatio moving forward, they're the week after Christmas, they're going to a two-day classic at Costot River on the 2nd and 3rd. Both boys and girls. Time to talk about the Mena Bearcats and Lady Bearcats. The boys had no games last week, and their next game's at Harrison. The girls went to Pecola and won 68-46, and they're going to play Redwater next week. So kind of a little break there for the vacation for the Christmas holidays, but they're going to get back in it next week.
Jobs.pilgrims.com. That is the website to go to see everything that Pilgrims offers in the way of careers. The leading global provider of high-quality food products, including well-recognized brands and value-added premium products. As one of the world's largest poultry producers and a fully integrated pork producer, Pilgrims has provided wholesome quality products to customers and consumers for more than 7 decades, and they have over 58,000 team members taking great pride in providing more than 133 million daily servings of protein to retailers, restaurants, food service providers, and consumers around the world. The company includes 39 production facilities and 27 prepared food facilities in 14 states, the UK, Puerto Rico, Mexico, and Europe. Pilgrims is proud to partner with more than 4,900 family farms for poultry and over 6,300 family farms for hog and lamb supplies. Their vision guides everything they do to be the best and the most respected company in the industry, creating the opportunity of a better future for their team members. I'm talking hourly production, plant operations and support, drivers, research and development, quality assurance and food safety, human resources, sales and marketing, accounting and finance, professional opportunities. If you think you could be an asset to the company, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com and even check out their benefits, better futures, insurance, growth. There is no better company to take ownership of your career growth than JBS. Explore the opportunities for development with a global food company. Take advantage of more than 2,000 courses in their development learning program offerings, online learning and ad hoc courses, 401ks. With your 401k, they offer company match, long-term tax benefits, investment options, and geographic flexibility. And of course, paid holidays and time off. So all of your benefits taken care of, your career taken care of, absolutely amazing. And that's not even to get into their community action that they take here, right here in Southwest Arkansas and all over. Whether it's community events, fundraisers, you can always see Pilgrims participating in some form or fashion, whether it's providing chicken for fundraisers and just so much more. They're always a huge member of the community. They employ so many people here, and it's a perfect fit for our podcast. Of course, we love having Pilgrims on. It makes total sense, and they're big supporters of all the local sports in the area, always big supporters of our radio station and everything. So we're so appreciative to have them on board. And if you're interested in joining their team, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com.
All right, it's time to talk about the Foreman Gators and Lady Gators. The girls lost 2 last week to Murfreesboro and Spring Hill. The boys beat Spring Hill 81-67 and had a good week there. They're off until school comes back in on January the 5th. It's time now to talk about the Dirks Outlaws. And for all things Dirks, we're going to go to the Dirks aficionado.
It stays.
Jeff Tuttle.
Jeff Tuttle.
All I got out of that was fish.
I think that's what we'll just start calling you.
Yeah.
The Dirks fish.
The Dirks fish.
He's a fish.
Yeah, he takes the bait.
A lot of basketball played last week for the Lady Outlaws and the Outlaws.
Well, he got serious, didn't he?
Had to change it up somehow. Not a lot of home games. You know, most of them were on the road. We'll start with the Lady Outlaws, who are 9-4 overall on the season. They started the week last week, played Horatio at Horatio with a 46-36 victory. And then they went to Heber Springs and played in the Classic up there. They lost to a 4A school, Pottsville, by 1 point, 67-66 in overtime. Had opportunities at the end of that game, and you know they just couldn't pull it off. And then they took on 7A, Fort Smith Northside, and were defeated by 20, 76-56, and lost that one. And then yesterday they played Arkadelphia and defeated Arkadelphia 54-49. The Lady Outlaws have three games this week. They will play in the Kirby Classic. They play Ashdown. And I'm not even sure of the days of this. Our schedule can get pretty confusing if you look at it.
Wait a minute. I got two questions for you. When was yesterday?
When is today?
Well,
they played on Monday.
Okay. They played on Monday. Now, are they going to play this week? Because this week's Christmas week.
They play this week.
They got three games this week. Is that counting the Monday game?
Maybe it's the next week.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we were
You're
telling
right.
people
I am
right.
confused.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
Three games
next week.
Yeah. Next
okay.
week.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're done for this week. Right?
Next week.
Yeah.
Next week, let's keep repeating that.
Okay.
Because I have failed.
Hey, we're not going to let you come on next week.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
take
though.
The week off.
Yeah, just take a week off.
I'm going to put in my 1 week.
You're going to be like DJ Metcalf.
I'm putting in my 2 weeks notice. They take on Ashdown at Kirby in the Kirby Classic, and then they go to Lake Hamilton and play in a Classic, and they play Sheridan one game and Lake Hamilton girls in another game. Now moving on to the senior boys, the Outlaws are 8-5 overall. They defeated Horatio 60-24 in conference play. Coach, you got anything you want to add about that?
That Beckman kid can play.
He can play.
When you tell your kids going in, make somebody else beat you, and the kids still beat you, you can play.
Well, there's a reason why you tell them that, though.
Right.
It's because
they
can play.
It's because they can play.
You.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's the problem with the whole thing.
He's a good ball player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Outlaws got off to a slow start, but they're on a pretty good run right now. Last Friday night, they defeated Costock River by 10, 53-43. Battle of the brother-in-laws. Coaches were brother-in-laws there, mm-hmm. Coach Barrett and Coach Collum. And then they played Arkadelphia and were defeated by Arkadelphia 62-30. They also play at Kirby next week in the Kirby Classic. And that's the only game I have them down for. There may be others. I mean,
yeah.
So, and that.
Well, in that Classic, they'll play more than one game, though.
I would think so. Yeah. That's the only one they've really got.
Yeah, that's why they don't have tournaments anymore. They have Classics, so everybody can play games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We played in a few tournaments, but.
Yeah.
Tuttle, I'll say this. It sounds like the Lady Outlaws aren't dodging any punches.
Yeah.
Those are Pottsville and Northside, those are state tournament consistently teams at the 4A and 7A level.
Well, you know, you mentioned their record being 9-4. And their four losses are to Pottsville, 4A, Northside, 7A, Greene County Tech.
5A.
5A,
yep.
And Powen, arguably the best team in 2A basketball right now.
Yeah.
So the one big thing that, and I won't really elaborate because I don't know all the details, Lady Outlaws did suffer two injuries, two girls that are going to probably be out around a month.
Yeah.
You know, and that puts them down to just seven players, so. You know, they got some things to work through, but I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, they do have some significant injuries there that both happened, unfortunately, at the same time, basically.
Yeah,
right?
Basically the same quarter of the same game, they say. Mm, yeah. Same injury.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's the way things go.
So do you think Coach Stewart considers moving any ninth graders up? Or?
I don't think so. I mean, I think he'll stick with what he's got and – you know, hope the girls are able to come back within a month or so. Yeah. And
yeah. Anything else outlawish?
Go Outlaws.
Go Outlaws.
There you go. Go Outlaws.
cccua.edu. That is UA Cossatot's website for you to find out everything you need to know about applying and enrolling, programs of study, how to pay for college, all of their athletics and apparel, student life, community and workforce, and so much more. Your medical education will start here. UA Cossatot has the third highest college graduation rate in the state of Arkansas and is proud to be the first and only Hispanic-serving institution in the state as a member of the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities. We offer degrees and certificates in more than 24 fields and are a leader in implementing more affordable textbook-free courses and boast a variety of professional industry training certifications, small class sizes, low tuition, and quality online and in-class instruction. UA Cossatot is committed to improving the lives of those in our region by providing quality education, outstanding service, and relevant industry training. And by going to cccua.edu, you can find everything you need to know, again, about campus dining and campus maps, the Center for Student Success and Consumer Information, financial aid, textbooks, payments, career pathways, scholarships, and so much more. Find out their vast amount of programs of study on offer, and you can find out how to apply and enroll right from their great website. Check out the Colts gift shop as well, and you can go to uacossatotcolts.com to find out everything you need to know about the Colts, whether it's basketball, soccer, or shooting sports. Any Colts fans can find all the information that they need and merchandise they need on uacossatotcolts.com, and go to cccua.edu today.
And now it's time to talk about the Ashdown teams, the girls with a big win over Prescott, 29-20, and then a loss at Genoa Central. The boys with a win at Prescott and a loss at Genoa Central. So 1-1 for both those teams. Next week, the Ashdown girls are going to be playing in the Kirby Classic, and they'll be facing the Dierks Lady Outlaws. And now it's time to talk about Costot River. Boys lost a couple of games, 76-61 to Charleston and by 10 to Dierks last week. And the girls, they won at Boonville. Big win for the girls there. And then took a loss at Charleston. They're going to play the 30th at Magnet Cove, the boys are, and then they're going to be playing in their own classic on the 2nd and 3rd of the, or, yeah, 2nd and 3rd of January, excuse me. Almost lost it. I can't remember. It's next year already.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy. But anyway, Costa River hosting a classic the 2nd and 3rd of January, and they'll be playing in that. All right, it's time to talk about the Legacy Warriors and Lady Warriors. They played a couple of games last week. The boys with two wins over Umpire and Victory Christian. The girls with a big win over Umpire by 20, and then they lost to Odin. But just looking, they're on break now till school starts back. Excellent week for the Lady Warriors and the Warriors. We look forward to seeing what they'll be doing in the coming year.
And now it is time for my favorite segment of the program, and that is the awards section, where we give away awards for all kinds of different stuff every single week. Let's get into it. The first one is going to be the Shelter Insurance Jeff Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week, and that is going to Landry Ligon. Domtar Panther Player of the Week is going to be Kaylee Dancer. Horatio State Bank Lion Player of the Week goes to Hazen Hicks. Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week is going to be Jace Fuller. And the Loveless Refrigeration Scrapper Play of the Week is going to be Bo Bell. Shelter Insurance Todd Moore Agency Outlaw Player of the Week is Harrison Simmons. The Union Bank of Mena Bearcat Player of the Week is going to be Owen Simpson. Stillwell's Restaurant Warriors Player of the Week is going to be Libby Bartek. Union Bank of Mena Eagle Player of the Week is Nathan White. Toad Thumper Lures Girls Player of the Area, these are the big ones now, is going to be going to Addison Hill of the Dierks Outlaws. And the Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Week is going to Jonte Taylor, and he plays for Nashville. And the coveted Mud Creek Designs Player of the Area and Ceremonial Shirt Winner is going to be going to Lindley Ligon of the DeQueen Lady Leopards. And one more to give away as well. The DeQueen Motorsports Game of the Week for next week.
That's next week.
Is going to be Dierks at Lake Hamilton. That should be a great game. And Jeff is going to have the call of that one.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Well, there is a casino up there.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen. Give them a call at 870-642-8387. That's Vets. And you can schedule your appointment today or ask any questions that you might need. And Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181. Schedule your appointment or ask any questions with Ashdown Veterinary Clinic as well. Martin Veterinary Services has been a proud sponsor of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air since the very beginning, and we appreciate them so much for that, and not only that, what they do for the community, and that is offer high-quality veterinary services to everybody here, whether it's just simple stuff, spaying and neutering, or medications, checkups, and things like that, down to more serious things. You can trust Martin Veterinary Services to take care of you, and don't just take my word for it. There are a ton of good reviews on Google and across the board. You can check out their Facebook page as well, DeQueen Animal Hospital / Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, and hundreds of reviews, all 5 stars. And, you know, you always need to be able to trust the person that you're taking your pets to, and Martin Veterinary Services is the one. I have used them for multiple occasions, whether it's with my dogs or my cats, and they've been an absolute delight. Such a blessing to have them in this community offering these services. So we appreciate them so much, and you can go to DeQueen Animal Hospital or Ashdown Veterinary Clinic today for all your veterinary needs. And that's going to wrap up all of the high school sports that we're going to talk about today, but we always like to get into some more national topics. And this segment is brought to you by Mina Pre-Owned. For all your pre-owned car needs, go to Mina APO.
All right, and it's time to talk about some of the national things that are going on. Going to start out with the college football playoffs. You guys, any shocks there in the first round that y'all can think of?
I'd like Miami over Texas A&M. A&M would be the biggest upset of the first round.
Okay.
I think I picked A&M when we picked last week. I'm not positive.
Tony keeps up with that, so I don't keep up with that. I can't remember.
The Sooners got up 17-0 on Alabama and blew it.
Blew it?
Blew it.
Oh, what in the world?
I don't know if that's true.
No?
Yeah.
I believe Coach.
It was a pretty good blow.
Yeah,
because the punter actually kick the ball. He dropped it and didn't kick it. I've never seen that happen before. Have you?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, forgot the crucial part.
Yeah, he actually dropped the ball and his leg didn't go forward.
Yeah,
I don't understand that at all.
It's like a video game glitch.
I can understand missing it, but at least kick at it.
Yeah,
you know,
he didn't even swing his leg.
No, he didn't.
Dang it! I forgot that.
Wonder how much money he made off that. No.
That's a whole nother episode.
Yeah. But you know, after that, then they threw that pick six, and that was it, man.
And the boys had already said on game day that the Sooners were going to win it all.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Wow. And you lose, you're done in these playoffs.
Yep.
Yeah, you're done for. Okay.
Yeah, it's over with. So now we got, the other thing that I think is interesting, and I'm just wondering what y'all's thoughts on this. You know, Duke won the ACC. They ended up not even taking anybody from the ACC, took James Madison instead, which I was fine with. But James Madison and Tulane got run out of town, both of them. Now, James Madison did a little better, but Ole Miss just slaughtered Tulane. Wonder what your thoughts are on what that's going to do to those G5 teams.
I don't know. I mean, because I can't see them taking more teams. You know, they're going to have to figure that out.
Yeah.
And I think the conference winner needs to be in there. But
they did put Miami in there from the ACC.
That's right.
They beat A&M.
But that was not the ACC champ.
No, it was that. They didn't even play for it.
No.
If I remember correctly.
No, they didn't.
They didn't even play for it.
No, they didn't. It was Duke and Virginia.
Yeah.
And you know, Duke ended up winning. And so they were at 8-5, I think, was
right.
Or 8-6, something like that. Anyway, they couldn't pass James Madison. But, you know, I think the thing you see there, and I'm not going to, you know, every once in a while, and I think this is every small man's or small team's dream, is to get that chance against those big teams. Oh, yeah. And, you know, when it happens, you saw Boise State do it to Oklahoma one right. time. And you know, and Boise State's won some games. Now Boise State's not an upstart or you know, an underdog. And you know, one of these teams, one of these days, will win one of those games.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to happen. But, you know, when you go game in and go game out and you're taking the 12 best teams in the country, are they really one of the 12 best teams? Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say so.
And Tony's not here to fight the other way. and he would. I think when you start doing that, I think I can see them getting left out in the near future. But I can see a lot of things happening in the near future. I think it's going to change.
Yeah. Well, I think it strengthens your case to see the SEC and Big Ten break off and do their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that being one of the reasons they point to.
Yeah, and I think that's going to happen eventually. But moving forward now, looking at the pairings, Jeff, you got them pulled up. Just go from top to bottom. Let's just
Oregon. Oregon, a 5 seed, plays Texas Tech, a 4 seed, in the Orange Bowl. I saw where Oregon has had 2 defensive backs pull out of the game and said they're going to enter the transfer portal. That's a whole nother problem with college football.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. If you're playing for a championship, why would you?
It makes no sense.
Starters, I assume you're talking about.
Yeah. Or,
I'm not positive they were starters, but they had enough stats that they get good playing time.
Wow.
And of course, I know why. It's just, I can't believe that's allowed. Remember when this whole thing, when we started this podcast, we weren't in it yet. And I was like on the side of like, hey, I think college players should be paid. I think this is a great idea. I had no idea it'd be like this.
I think they should be paid. You have to be reasonable about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
And like when you get your face in a video game that's as popular as that, you got to get paid and all that. But I didn't think it would be like this, and I didn't think the portal would be as destructive,
as it
has been.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the thing about it is it's just the Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rules. Everybody, you know. So what that does is, you hear it all the time: the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be even a greater separation between the teams that can come up with that money and those that can't.
Right.
Because, you know, it's just, I've used this example before. You know, if Arkansas's got a good player, Satania.
Yeah.
Why do you think he went to Oklahoma? It's because they paid him more money.
And had a good season.
Yeah, he did have a good season. And you know, there were a couple other players that...
I'm going to see you later.
Yeah.
That guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I seen a deal on him yesterday. They're talking about him being a first-round pick.
Uh-huh.
Where'd he...
And he said he was not entering the draft because he wanted to stay and help UCLA win the national championship.
He's making more money in college.
So that was
wild.
When it became financially advantageous for a kid to stay in college as opposed to, that's when I was like, okay, we've got a real problem here.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And I was just going to ask if you wanted to pick them as I went.
Sure.
We'll pick them. Oregon, Texas Tech.
You know, I hate to do it, but I'm going with Oregon.
I'm
going to
go ahead and take Oregon, too.
I'll be the outlier. I'll take Tech.
Tech.
Remember these.
Rose Bowl, number 9 seed, Alabama, number 1 seed, Indiana.
Bama.
I'm going to take Indiana with my heart. I really think they're going to have trouble with Alabama.
I would normally pick Alabama, but nobody stays anywhere long enough, so it's not like any of these players have any postseason experience. So
yeah.
I guess take the higher seed.
I'm going to Alabama. You know, I know Indiana's probably better than I think they are, and I know they're good. I'm not saying they're not, but I just think those experiences.
I was gonna say the experiences there for Alabama.
You know, for years and years and years, that's got to weigh in somehow.
Definitely. Which kind of comes into play with the Sugar Bowl, number 6 seed Ole Miss, number 3 seed Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia's gonna slaughter
Georgia.
Georgia.
Yeah, I would think so.
That's not nothing to talk about there. I think Georgia. It probably will end up in the finals. Not saying they'll win.
Would you change that pick if Lane Kiffin was still coaching?
No.
No?
And the last one, closest one to us, the Cotton Bowl, which will be played New Year's Eve. The rest of them are January 1st. Number 10 seed Miami, number 2 seed Ohio State.
I'm going to take my heart on this one. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to take Ohio State. They still got some holdovers.
I'm going to take Miami.
I hope you're right.
Miami.
See, I want to take Miami, but I'm taking Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. I hope. How bad does that taste?
Well, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm not a fan of Miami. Mm. I just never have been, and they got good athletes, though. And they got a good team, you know, and we talk about that NIL abuse. The perfect example of it is their quarterback, Carson Beck. Mm-hmm. He could be the quarterback at Georgia right now.
Or in the NFL.
Yeah. And if he was the quarterback at Georgia right now, I would lay money down on them winning the national championship.
Yeah.
But he went to Miami for $4 million a year.
And his girlfriend.
Yeah, his girlfriend.
Who broke up with him.
Did you? Yeah. I guess
$4 million a year.
Yeah,
all good.
At least she was real though. Wasn't like a Manti Te'o type of.
Well, but catfish.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but I think about it, and I think about this a lot, and I never hear people talk about it. So maybe I read too much into it. But would you rather live in Georgia, or would you rather live in Miami, Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Depending on whether you like peaches or oranges.
That's fair.
Or dying of heat. Exhaustion or living comfortably.
Right.
No, I'm going to go Miami.
It. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're going to pick that, that's always true. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you could say that about anywhere, but why does anybody go to Ohio State then?
No, you're right.
True.
Yeah.
Or anywhere. They ought to all be going to, which is one of the problems they have in baseball, and we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
You know, all the northern teams complain about that because they don't get to play.
You haven't seen all the amazing things that Ohio has to offer?
Yeah, I have. It left.
Yeah, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. That's it. I guess they got the Football Hall of Fame, too.
Yeah, Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Canton. So there's 8 left, and after this, we'll be down to 4.
The final 4.
Cool, man.
Sounds
before
good.
We get off of college
sounds
football.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Did you see where North Carolina is about to hire an offensive coordinator for Bill Belichick?
Yeah.
I think it's probably a good hire.
I don't know if they can coexist.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, it'd be like the old Mike Dick of Buddy Ryan.
Bobby
situation.
Petrino for anybody that doesn't know who we're talking about.
They should hire his girlfriend.
She's already on girlfriend. The payroll.
Yeah, she's on the payroll.
Well, Bill Belichick's a girlfriend about as young
their
as Bobby's. Is.
Their girlfriends can hang out.
Yeah.
Now,
be interesting.
So, just for a little background on this, where did that girl go that Petrino got in trouble for? Was it not North Carolina?
I'm not sure.
I don't remember.
Could it have been Michigan?
No. Which that is crazy.
Yeah.
You know that? Come on, coaches.
Yeah.
Get real.
Get real, man.
Yeah. I mean that's ridiculous.
Think nobody's going to find out about it?
Yeah. I don't know why they think that or why. I mean, what do they think? You know, you're a famous person. You make a lot of money.
Yep.
And so some beautiful 20-year-old, 21-year-old girl, come on. Come on, Bill. Bill Belichick thinks that girl's with him for any other reason than money. I don't think he's that stupid.
What does he care?
I know he doesn't care, but he's legit about it. But, you know, these backdoor deals or back, behind-the-scenes deals that they get nailed for, and then this guy goes over and goes nuts, though.
Yeah.
I mean, welcome to Dr. Ruth.
Yeah. I just love the way she walks up texting to him in the middle of a game. He's got to take his headset off, pull out his wallet, give some money
right.
for the vending machine.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
It's just insane.
Yeah.
But you know what? I do think it's interesting. That whole North Carolina staff that he had was people that he'd worked with in the NFL.
His son? Wasn't his son on there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. But I think there's a difference in coaching in the NFL and coaching in college.
Oh, you know,
there's
sure
got to be – I mean, how many coaches have tried to do both and hadn't been successful?
Yeah.
Did people really think that North Carolina – like this was going to be good for them? Like that were people like, oh, they're getting one of the best coaches in history?
Well, I think one of the things you think about – I mean, it goes back to what we kind of talked about with Arkansas. You know, if you hire Belichick, some people are going to open their pocketbooks to a certain extent. And I think that – you know, that's why – that's the only reason I think that Petrino is going to work out there is because I think Belichick is just a figurehead more than anything else. I don't think he's really
Yeah, have you watched the game? He's going to do what they say about the college coach. He's going to handle
The
everything.
Yeah,
and let the offensive and defensive guys do their thing.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Chiwetel, he never was an offensive guy anyway.
But, you know, they did, back to your question, they obviously thought it was going to work out hiring him because they let one of the best college football coaches of all time go just before that with Mac Brown.
Mac Brown.
I've never been a big Mac Brown fan, but he wins.
How much is Bill Belichick getting paid, do you know?
I do not
know. It's not that much.
That's why. So is he? I feel like he's kind of doing it because he wants, like, you know.
He just wants to coach.
He wants to coach.
Yeah. See, I personally think he's doing it to get his son in. I think his son's going to be the next head coach. I think that was kind of a deal. It may not work out that way, but I think that's what his thought was.
Yeah. Is his son Billy Belichick?
No, I don't remember his name. He's got a great mullet, though.
Yeah, he does.
A great mullet?
Okay. Yeah, but he's got a newer sweatshirt with cut-off sleeves.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Let me ask you this. Would you rather play for Belichick or Coach Prime?
Prime.
Think so?
Yeah, that's going to be a lot more fun.
Yeah, that's
true. I can't imagine you having any fun playing for Bill Belichick.
Right. No, I can't either.
Now, you might win. That's fun.
Yeah.
But the other part of it is, you know.
Enough about the Patriots.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, anything else on college football? Go ahead.
College basketball real quick. The Razorbacks got beat. Was that Saturday?
Yeah. By Houston.
But looked pretty good in the – in a loss. I mean, they are also not sidestepping anybody.
No, they're not.
I think they've played everybody that was in the league last year.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, the thing about when you think, okay, they got beat by 9, I think, by Houston. Yeah. You think, well, they didn't play that well. But you look at the stats.
Yeah.
They really played well. I mean, they shot 49% from the field. Houston just played out of their minds. And you know, you can say with less defense, well, I don't know, man. If you shoot the way we shot and look at our stats, most teams we'd have beat by 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really believe that.
And, you know, I saw an interview with Kelvin Sampson, coaches Houston, and he said they would let anybody beat them, but it wasn't going to be Brazil.
And when he got 2 fouls early, he had to sit, and so that hurt him, But
Acuff is a ball player.
Yeah, he's a good ball player.
He is. And you know, we got some props over the weekend, though, even though we lost because Texas Tech beat Duke.
Yeah.
We lost to Duke by 9, but then we beat Texas Tech.
So, yeah.
So I think that helps us out as we go into seeding for the tournament and stuff.
Right.
Yep. So looking forward to them getting into the conference season. Anything else y'all want to talk about real quickly? I know one thing I want to talk about real quickly is reclassification. AAA came out with their new classification deals, and as usual, Southwest Arkansas got the shaft. when you look at the 5A conference that the Queen's in now, they lost hope. They went down. Parkview went to another conference, and we picked up Pine Bluff and Whitehall, which is probably unless you went all the way over to Eastern Arkansas, is the worst trip that you can make from DeQuain.
Yeah.
It's just not – I mean, when you get there, you're not a place you want to be. It's like, get on the bus. Let's go. You know?
Right? Yeah, not a place.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not a great place. I'm sorry. And you know, I know they got to be in somebody's conference, but – I'd rather had Greenwood in our conference.
Poor little Greenwood.
Yeah, poor little Greenwood. You know, he's from Greenwood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just looking over some of them because I kept up with it when it came out the other day. Falk moved up to 4A, and they're in Nashville's conference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hope dropped down, and they're in Nashville's conference. So, you know, that's kind of how the 4A
those
went.
Those two will get.
And then
why? Why is
attendance?
It's all about numbers.
Yeah,
school
for
school
the Outlaws.
Numbers.
You know, we had heard that Murfreesboro and Junction City were moving up to 3A. Neither one of them did. Our conference stayed the same, with the exception of Lafayette or Lafayette, as Greg likes to say.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing 8-man.
Yeah,
and
that
really
aggravates me when you've got you put more kids on the sideline than we do, but that's an elective. Mm-hmm. You can say we're going to drop down to 8-man.
Yeah.
So it's Derrick's, Foreman, Gurdon, Junction City, Mineral Springs, Murfreesboro, and Spring Hill in that conference. I don't know if I had any. Well, I guess that's the only ones I had.
The 3A conference in Costock River is in 3A. Was Boonville in their conference?
No, that shocked me because we had talked about that. They're coming south. Yeah. They are coming to be in Horatio's conference.
That's good. They're dropping down, though. Boonville is.
No, they're staying 3 or moving up to 4.
I can't remember. They moved. I don't remember what it was, but I think they moved. I don't know. I may be wrong. But anyway, you know, Shiloh Christian moves up to 7A.
Yeah.
Or 6A.
No, they're moving up to 7 in football.
7A in football.
Greenwood's dropping down.
Down to 5A. So the 6A is open for Benton to finally win a championship. which that's okay with me. I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, when you look at the things they do, it's just crazy. I don't understand it, but I'm probably not supposed to.
Boonville's going to be in a conference with Dardanelle, Clinton, Subiaco Academy.
So they moved up then.
To 4A.
Yeah. No, Dardanelle's moving up to 5. Because Dardanelle and Greenwood's going to be in the same conference now.
Yep, that's right.
At least what I've heard.
No, that's true.
I'm just reading what was posted there.
Yeah. They are moving up.
Dardanelle and Clinton are out. Boonville and Subiaco are in.
Yeah.
That conference.
Yeah. Okay. So Dardanelle's out. Yeah,
Dardanelle's moving to 5. Boonville's. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of changes, which means more travel for everybody over there.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm going to Pine Bluff.
They're not changing.
Yeah.
That's one we'll send Tuttle on.
Yeah. That's going to be my
There's
Christmas
another
wish.
Casino over there. So have you tried Saracen out?
I have not.
Okay, well, see, he needs to go over there.
Yeah, that's my Christmas wish for Jeff to go to Pine Bluff and try out Saracen Casino.
Well, anything else y'all want to talk about real quick? We got one last thing. And I told y'all this, and I hope you've been thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
High school sports related, and it can be Southwest Arkansas, it can be state, it can be whatever. What is your Christmas wish for today? You want to go first?
I'll start.
Okay.
For local teams to play local teams.
Okay. That's great.
For everybody in Southwest Arkansas to win a state championship within the next 3 years.
Okay.
I'd appreciate that. Just from a coaching perspective.
So, in other words, Rachel's going to have to get a new coach.
Yeah.
He better start pulling for Blake.
Yeah. Yeah. Just from a coaching perspective, I don't know if y'all know this, but those officials that the AAA uses do not have a boss.
Mm.
So I'm going to wish that they would put somebody in charge to hold those officials accountable.
Yeah.
They're not as bad as what you would think, but they don't have a boss.
Yeah.
There's nobody there to hold them accountable if they don't do their job well.
And they are easily offended when they do not do their job well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's never their fault.
No.
No. Greg?
And I'm going to give you Tony since he's not here.
Uh-huh.
He wishes that for the AAA to receive a map that they can read.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good one.
I'm not sure that exists. Yeah. But
it's an ancient map that the Chinese wrote when they first got it.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's right. And, you know, there's a couple of things I wish. First, I wish everybody to be healthy and be good sportsmen. Show good sportsmanship.
Yeah.
But also on a state level, I just want it to be fair for everybody. And I think while they try to some extent, I think we get left out a lot over here, which is one of the reasons we're doing what we're doing here. And I just think that it would be very beneficial if they would look at our situations and try to help us out some.
Yeah.
And I know that what helps one may hurt the other, and some of that stuff happens too, but we're tired of getting hurt.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so as you look at sports overall, let's be fair to everybody.
Right.
So
well said.
That's
well
it.
Said,
Greg. So just a reminder though, we're going to be off next week, so we'll be back the first full week of January with another show and talk more about basketball. But until
I think we bring Bryce back in.
Might as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know
so
why
what
not.
You're saying is that's another year in the books for us.
That's another year in the books. Yeah, man. It is another year in the books. That's crazy.
How many years y'all been doing this?
Three.
One. No.
We started in August.
Yeah.
That's 1 year in the books.
Yeah.
But anyway, just again, want to thank all our sponsors because we couldn't do that without you. Thank you for all the people that get us the information each and every week. Appreciate that, and because we love talking about the kids. Thank you to the kids, most of all. That's who we're doing it for. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next year.
Merry Christmas. See you next year.